Sometimes there was nothing better than a well-worn pair of jeans. Okay, perhaps it would be more accurate to say there was nothing better than a well-worn pair of jeans encasing a very tight butt. Especially as the owner of said butt worked around a construction site. Autumn Miner leaned against the side of the truck and crossed her arms over her chest, appreciating the view before she had to start work. At least 5 different men worked around her, bending over and lifting heavy things, using their large thighs and flexing nice butts. It was as if she'd entered the mecca of sexy men in jeans. She really needed to stop by the Montgomery Inc. construction sites more often. Maybe standing back and drooling over men was a bit sexist, but she'd also seen the appreciative glances from who she assumed were the single and willing men on the site. She didn't whistle or holler at them, so really, as far as she was concerned, she was one step ahead of the game when it came to checking out construction workers. "Are you checking out my fiancé's very fine butt?" Megan Montgomery Warren, soon to be Montgomery Dodd, asked as she leaned against the truck next to Autumn. Her long legs crossed one in front of the other, muddy boots looking well-worn but cared for. Autumn stretched from the truck, her back a little tight, and pulled her long auburn hair back into a ponytail. "Pretty much. Got a problem with that?" She winked over her shoulder at her friend, and Megan rolled her eyes. "No problem at all. As long as all you're doing is looking and not touching." Megan's teeth bit into her lip as she tilted her head, presumably checking out Luke's assets. "Damn, I love that man's butt. Well, I just love him in general." Autumn grinned, ignoring that little ache inside she hoped wasn't jealousy. Not over Luke, of course, but of the idea that someone could love another with that much emotion and not be scared by it. The depth of heart and soul displayed on her friend's face surprised her, though it shouldn't have. Megan looked so freaking in love that Autumn's teeth hurt with the sweetness of it. The look in Megan's eyes when she thought Luke wasn't looking made any amount of discomfort worth it, though. Her friend was well and truly loved, and after Megan's first abusive and disastrous marriage, she deserved all of that and more. "You two are perfect together," Autumn said. She put her hands in her pockets, trying to warm up in Denver's winter weather. It hadn't snowed in a couple of days, so of course the foot of white powder and ice they'd gotten during the last storm had already melted thanks to Colorado's lovely weather patterns. But it still wasn't warm enough for her. She preferred more temperate weather. Maybe the next place she lived wouldn't have such cold winters. She held in a sigh. Thinking about the next stop in her never-ending nomadic life didn't tend to put a smile on her face,